This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado lawmakers are heading back to the Capitol soon to deal with a budget shortfall of nearly $700 million. The state constitution requires lawmakers to pass a balanced budget, and incoming Senate President James Coleman, a Democrat, says that won't be easy.
I think the most concerning part about the budget fight is avoiding cuts to critical areas that we know we all care about. And so higher ed, it is K-12, it is our healthcare system and Medicaid with HCPCF. Department of Human Services provides a lot of resources to foster care.
The shortfall is being driven by the end of federal COVID relief funds and higher than anticipated Medicaid costs. Light rail service in Aurora is back to normal after a car crashed into a train early Christmas morning. Officers say the car was leaving the scene of a shooting before the accident. Four people in the car were taken to the hospital and later detained by police. The shooting is under investigation. Snowfall is expected to increase around Colorado's mountains and ski areas going into the new year. National Weather Service meteorologist Bernie Meyer says heavy snow is forecast today through Monday.
Snowfall amounts will be pretty good across the area. We're looking at probably 1 to 2 feet for most of the mountains of Colorado. If you head up towards Steamboat Springs, Rabbit Ears Pass, in that area, maybe up to 3 feet of snowfall.
The Colorado Avalanche Information Center expects to issue avalanche warnings for those areas over the weekend. That mountain snow continues around Denver and Colorado Springs. It is cloudy today with highs near 50, maybe getting a bit warmer through the weekend. This is CPR News.